Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know, the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future result. Hi, and welcome to the X-22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, General Flynn. General Flynn created a new book, children's book actually, called The Night the Snow Monster Attacked. He's also coming out with a new book called Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. You can find both of these books on his website, GeneralFlynn.com. And I am very happy and honored to have General Flynn back on the X-22 Report Spotlight. General, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. And I really do want to emphasize this beautiful children's book. It's actually part of a whole series that Brave Books, and people can go to bravebooks.com and subscribe to the Brave Books Book of the Month Club at bravebooks.com. And really what we're trying to achieve there, and Kash Patel also had a great part of that series, and there have been other just dynamite authors. And my particular one is about leadership for children, and it teaches children, you know, and I'm a big one for the sort of the family unit. I'm a product of it. And I think the family unit today is obviously, it's definitely different, whether it's a mom and a child or a dad and a child. But I still think that sitting down, providing a parent's time and presence, reading to a child is so fundamentally important to instilling strong morals and values in our children at as early an age as possible. And these books, the Brave Books series, you know, again, bravebooks.com, you know, you can join the Book of the Month Club. What I particularly like is not only the storyline that we have in there about, you know, the night the snow monster attacked, and Valor, who is the hero of the book. And he teaches lessons throughout the book about discipline, about teamwork, about decision making, for a category of children that's really, really, you know, I mean, the right appropriate age group. But the artwork in there, and I'm a big one for sitting down with my grandchildren, and, you know, particularly, but my wife and I always did it with our own children. We would sit down at an early age and read. But I love reading with my grandchildren because I love pointing out all of the different artwork. There's some extraordinary artwork in the book, and you can point to different things and teach the child about climbing a mountain, right? And then what does that mean in terms of the message that you're trying to instill in the child, that life is like climbing a mountain. It's a constant sacrifice. It's a constant struggle. And sometimes it takes extraordinary effort, but it also takes teamwork, working with different people, friends and such. And that's what I love about being part of this endeavor with this particular children's book. And again, it's called The Night the Snow Monster Attacked. It's awesome. You can join the Book of the Month Club at bravebooks.com, subscribe. And when you subscribe, you get a whole series of books, and there's a game that goes with it. It's an island mapping game. It's really, really cool. And it like I said, this instills a set of morals, values, and principles along with the nice storyline that's told as Valor is leading his team to try to make some tough decisions and overcome some obstacles that all of us have in life, particularly children. So I appreciate you giving me a few moments with that.
Yeah, let me just, I'm just curious. How did you come up with the title, The Night the Snow Monster Attacked?
Well, number one, it's coming out during this time of year. So we're looking at prior to Christmas, right? I mean, and the snow monster is part of the character in the book that talks about, you know, that's sort of the antithesis of what we're trying to, you know, overcome. And so it's the right time of year. I think if we had, you know, come out with the book in June or July, it would have been the great white shark or something like that, you know, but in this case, it's the snow monster because it fits for the storyline, and it fits for the time of year. And it's a great, actually, you know, if you think about the old cartoon where, the guys that went out there with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they went out on their own and they ran into the snow monster, and they actually helped the snow monster with the kid that wanted to be the dentist instead of making the toys for Santa. You know, he pulled the tooth and the snow monster loved him. So I won't go into the end of the story, but it's a great, great story and a great message.
I think these books are very important. Like, you know, the books that Cash did with what was going on with the hoax, and this book, right? Because I think this book, it's like countering what they're trying to do and teach our children in school. So you're teaching them, you know, how to be a leader and be responsible compared to what a lot of our educators are trying to do. And you're trying to counter all of this. And I think we need more of these type of books out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the lessons in this particular book, and I think some of the lessons in other bravebooks.com series, you know, but in this particular one, the lessons such as, you know, gender reality. I mean, you know, who we are as a gender, right? I mean, the idea of the sanctity of life, is so important. The idea of freedom and liberty, the dangers of critical race theory and how dangerous that can be, the idea of our very rights, right? The Bill of Rights. We talk about some of them, and particularly we talk about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment in these, and we try to drive home why those are important, and then many more aspects of who we are as a country, right? We're trying to use because our school system, and you know, we can spend the next 45 minutes talking about the horrific education system that we have in the public school system now. And so what has to happen is parents have to, you know, and I know our family unit has been destroyed by the left. They really are under assault constantly. Children are under assault. So the idea of reading is so important, because when you read, you're teaching a child how to think critically, how to think and how to understand language, and not only the language that we're trying to teach them, but also the ideas and the topics that we're trying to instill, and particularly leadership. I mean, I think if you can teach a child about leadership, about perseverance, resilience, discipline, decision-making, teamwork, the idea of sacrifice, if you can teach those at a young age through a great story, and then when you're with the child doing something, whether out, at the store, you're out at taking them to school, whatever, you can remind them about, hey, remember in the book we read, The Night the Snowman Attacked, I mean, that we talked about this, right? That the snow monster attacked, that, we talked this particular issue. Well, that's kind of what we're doing right now. So, I mean, I think that there's a lot of pieces that we try to touch on and particularly highlight in this particular book, The Night the Snow Monster Attacked. So it's really important, again, to instill strong morals and values in our children at the earliest age possible. And that's what Brave Books is doing. And I think the Brave Books series is just a terrific, terrific series. And boy, talk about, just extraordinary number of lessons that you can sit there. And frankly, for a child, that you can get them to look forward to the next book, right? Get them to look forward to. So this month it's General Flynn's book on leadership, and the next month it's on some aspect of some other component of life that young people deal with, children deal with, and that parents can help instill in them. So I think it's just a great way to plan on spending time. There's two things that I've learned about children and a parent, is that the most important thing you can do is your presence and your time.
Yeah.
Being present with a child, and then spending time with your child are two of those are gifts, and those are gifts that can't be, they're fleeting. They really are fleeting, yeah, because we're all have these very, very busy lives. I'm actually in the process. I started writing it last night. I'm in the process of writing an op-ed for another journal. And I use Luke 21, chapters 5 through 19. And I heard this in church the other day. And it's about perseverance, right? It's about, and I started, I was listening to this priest. I'm a Catholic, and I'm listening to this priest, he's talking about the gospel, and I'm looking at it and I'm reading it. And I'm listening and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, he's like talking about, and this was like, this past weekend. So after the election, right? After this midterm election, which I know we want to talk about. And here I am, I'm listening to it and it's like it was speaking to me. And then I started thinking it's actually speaking to America, because the idea, and again, it's Luke 21 chapter verses 5 through 19. People can go look at that. But it's this idea of fighting through something that we know is part of life, and it's a difficult thing. We are constantly being persecuted, and when we're persecuted is when the real us, mm-hmm, should rise, right? I mean, it's, yeah, who we are, right? I mean, you haven't given up, Dave. You,
no.
X22, for whatever, almost 10 years now doing, yeah, this stuff, right? I mean, we cannot give up, and we have to keep fighting back in the ways that we can fight back. And I do think that reading, so to bring the circle back to bravebooks.com, reading, beginning with children, is so fundamental and is so important. And it's also teaching them that they need to understand certain issues and certain topics, and they need, it's like researching. When you're talking to a child, you're not only telling them the story, you're not only reading them the story, but you're also describing to them other aspects of the things that you're reading about. That's the way I do it. When I read to my grandkids, I read it to them, and then I try to go through a little scenario with them about what they see on this beautiful artwork, and what they might have experienced. Like, do you remember doing this the other day when we were out playing or whatever? We have to keep doing this. And as people in America, we are going to have to not only do our own research and listen to the types of people that are out there that are, I just call them the truth tellers, but that chapter the other day, Luke 21, that taught me again so much about what I already thought I knew in a very, very short gospel reading. And I was like, wow. And I mean, it hit me so hard that I probably read it 3 or 4 times now. And I started thinking last night, I'm going to try to capture it in who we are. You know, when we talk about American exceptionalism and we talk about America first and we talk about where America is today, that part of the Bible actually, it does close the circle for me. It actually tells me that there are components that have been historic components of challenges for all nation states, for all democracies. In our case, we're a democracy and a constitutional republic, that we are going to face great challenges. And what we need to understand is that in order to persevere, we need to have an understanding about who we are as individuals. And we should be, like I always like to say, we should be fearless about who we are. We should not, you know, worry. Don't get overly worried about things, and really focus and figure out what you can control. And I think that's the other part of the story of not only the night the snow monster attacked, you know, in this book, but also what I learned in this Bible verse. There, you know, and I used to teach this in the military too to young, particularly young people. There's things that you can control, so take control of those things, right? In life, there's things that you cannot control. You know, like I heard a congressman today, one of the Republican congressmen did a press conference today, and he talked about how they're going to hold the president, you know, Biden, right, the president of the United States. I don't know if you've seen this.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
I've seen
it out today. Yeah, so you know, we're going to hold him accountable, and we're going to hold all these people. We are now going to actually go and look at things. So this is another challenge. And so it's not only a challenge because there's a lot of frustration in the American psyche right now. So how do we relieve that frustration? I think most people, the best counsel I can give to people is, one is focus on what you can do. Focus on what you can control. You know, most people, yeah, and I always use the metaphor of they really don't care more than about what's 50 feet from their door, you know, meaning metaphorically, you know, can you afford a gallon of gas down the gas station? Can you afford, an extra loaf of bread, gallon of milk? And you're worried about getting your child to the corner of the street and safely to get on a bus to go off to school. I mean, have you seen this? Have you seen this news report of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, where this woman's trying to abscond a 10-year-old boy, and he was smart enough to go into the store that he knew? Have you seen this?
Yes, I've seen this.
This is why we have to teach children about leadership, and this is why we have to teach. I mean, I just watched that. A friend of mine who lives 10 miles from that town said, that's a nice, it's always been a very nice little town. Here's a strange woman, and I understand the police now have found out who this woman is. They have her, which is good.
Yeah,
they're going to have to dig into what's happened here. But that child and the father, I think it was the father who I heard talking about the child, that child was taught, you know, he was taught sufficiently by his parent, or at least the parent that I heard, about what to do, what actions to take. And that's a 10-year-old, so that's pretty brave. That's pretty brave, and it demonstrated a type of leadership in a 10-year-old child. And I bring this up because our children are under attack. This is not just about stealing a child off of Main Street America. This isn't on the streets of New York or Atlanta or Phoenix or Detroit. This is in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, you know, hometown USA, right? And there's a woman there who God knows what they were going to do with this child, but kidnap this child and probably take him off on one of these crazy child trafficking. Just sick perverts who are out there. I'm sorry, but this is what they are. And the child learned the right steps to take when confronted with a problem. And that's part of what, you know, that's a component of what I would love to be able to get across to children through parents with this particular book, The Night the Snow Monster Attacked, because there are monsters on the streets. That's what we just saw in Pottstown.
Yeah.
And elsewhere around the country. So I know we're going off in a different direction, Dave, but
no, that's fine. I think it's very important. Now you did say like that, you know, people are getting frustrated and I just want to touch upon the elections. What are your thoughts on the midterm elections? I mean, we've seen them delay the elections. We know that's, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Cheating that's going on because you don't delay something if you don't have to cheat because it makes no sense to count ballots for a week.
Right.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think you know, happened here?
Well, let me go big sure. picture then little picture
okay.
And try to offer some ideas for people who do watch your show. I mean, I ran up to a store today and just before coming on here and I went in there and I said, yeah, I'm going on the X22 report, the name of the place here in Venice, Florida. His name is Seed to Table. It's a great little restaurant. And the gal, Kimberly, who's running the place says, oh my God, I love that. I listen to Dave every day. Please tell him I said hello. So I'm saying hello to you from the folks up at their little store in Venice.
Well, hello back.
Table. Yeah, they're great people.
Fantastic.
So let's just talk about the presidential election and then we'll go to the midterms. And I want to talk specifically about our system because I want to spend a few minutes with your listeners on this because I think it's so important. You know, if the White House was so worried about the fact that they beat Donald Trump by whatever 7 million more votes, they beat him by I don't know what the numbers are, but like 60 or 70 more electoral votes. You know, if they actually did that in 2020, then why are they so worried about Donald Trump and continuing to try to get this man who has done nothing but stick his neck out for the American people? You know, why are they continue to attack him so he can't run again? And the reason is because, you know, Biden didn't get 81 million votes. You know, he didn't get all the electoral college votes legitimately. I mean, so now, you know, somebody will see this because they track everything I do, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody will see this and go, we got to call Flynn out. We got to call him an election denier, label him as something, right, as an election denier. I don't deny that there's elections at all. I deny that our elections are fair. So if Biden beat Trump by that many numbers, right, that badly, then these people should not be worried about any elections ever in the future. So
True.
So now that's 2020. 2020 was rigged. It was so rigged. And they worked on it for many, many years. So, all right, let's put that aside because the constitutional process that we went through all the way up to where the vice president underneath Trump, you know, made the decision. And I won't say his name people know who he is. He made the decision in that historic day on the 6th of January where he basically said, okay, we're not going to call in electors or anything like that. And we're not going to go and check things out in a couple of places. We're going to stamp it. And they did. All right. Put that aside. So now we're at 2022. And I've heard a lot of the mainstream media, and I go through all of it. I watch all the different media because I want to hear what they have to say, because I'm stunned by how much propaganda they do put out, and frankly, how much lying they do.
Mm-hmm.
So the mainstream media is talking about, well, the Republicans got to get better with mail-in ballots. They got to get better with ballot harvesting. They have to do as good a job as the Democrats. This is not about ballot harvesting or mail-in ballots. This is about just out and out fraud voting. I mean, there are so many videotapes of people driving up to ballot boxes and stuffing ballots one after another. One person's doing that. You know, never mind 2,000 mules that came out a couple of months back, I guess, I don't know, 5 or 6 months back. I mean, so that's some of it. The level of cheating on the mail-in ballots, this is not about Republicans got to get better at mail-in ballots and better at ballot harvesting. I mean, you know, the thing about Florida, right? Florida has three times as many people as Arizona, and Florida was done on election night counting, right? I mean, why?
Yeah, why? Absolutely.
Why were they done then? And they're still, you know, they're still having to count stuff out in Arizona because they're so broken. It's so broken. That's just Arizona. But I won't harp on that too much, but Arizona is the poster child for fraud. Maricopa County is the international poster child for cheating.
Yeah.
And the people out there in Maricopa County who run those elections should be ashamed. The Secretary of State who supposedly just won the governorship, she should have recused herself a year ago from anything that had to do with cheating. And the fact that they were totally broken back in 2020, now I'm talking Maricopa, that they were totally broken in 2020. They had a full audit that said that they were broken. And they didn't fix themselves. And in fact, they didn't just fix themselves. They're worse. They're worse this time. So Florida has essentially, you know, they've got, in-person voting. They have a form of mail-in ballot, but you've got to request it and then you get it back. Right. And mm-hmm. They do a signature verification. They do ID cards. Right. I mean, it's got to be a legitimate ID card to go into vote. You know, and also the governor DeSantis also created a sort of a crime task force, an election fraud crime task force that put a little bit of fear into all these people that were involved in fraud in Florida in 2020, because there was fraud in 2020, and they've caught a few people, and they also caught a few people involved in potential fraud for the 2022 election. That's in Florida. That's because of the steps that the Florida governor took. So we have, this is not about trying to get better than the Democrats at mail-in ballots or at ballot harvesting. This is for all races, colors, creeds, political ideologies. The United States of America should have the best election system in the world. It should be the most fair. It should be the most transparent. There should be no reason why we can't lift up the rug and look at what's underneath it. When we talk about looking inside of these machines, we pay for all this, Dave.
Yes, we do.
The taxpayer pays for every single bit of it. Every bit of it. That, you know, some machine companies, they're not paying for it. It's being paid for by the taxpayers. So, you know, what do we need to do going forward? And this really can only be fixed at the state and county level. Counties have more authority with voting than they know, and most counties know. And then of course the states and the federal government would love to get involved in elections more than they are. They'd love to take control of all elections, right? Not just have a hand in federal elections, so they can basically decide, they can do the selection instead of the election. Counties and states have a lot of controlling authority, and that's why we elect people in counties who are county election commissioners and county commissioners. We elect these people. We elect sheriffs. So they can fix these problems. They can go, like in Cochise County, Arizona, Cochise County, which I'm very familiar with. I lived out there for the better part of 6 years. I was assigned out there. One of my sons was born in Arizona, Cochise County. So Cochise County does, they wanted, you know, they I think moved to like paper ballots and, you know, and everything in person instead of these machines that we heard about in Maricopa County where people were inserting their votes into the machines and it's just, it's getting kicked back. It wasn't getting counted. You know, it's
yeah,
just,
I mean,
it's terrible. It's
it really
terrible.
Is.
So I think for your listeners, one of the things that people do need to know is that if a state or a county doesn't take money from, like if I'm in Sarasota County here, Sarasota, Florida, or let's talk Cochise County, Arizona. If you're a county and you want to change your election system and your election process, you can do it. One of the things you can't do is once you start taking money from the state for elections or from the federal government for elections, then they can come in and dictate to you how you're going to operate. You're going to use this machine. You're going to use this tally form. You're going to whatever. But if you don't take that money, you don't need to follow their rules. And they're not laws. They're rules in many cases that because because we're going to give you money. And this is where it starts to break down because we have money coming into our system. And I will tell you, I dime to a donut, you know, or dime to a dollar. On our election system across the nation, I guarantee that there's a lot of money going into people's pockets when it comes to how our voting system is organized and our process is run, and I don't say that lightly, and I do know that if we could actually get you know, have a fair election, and we really started to look at our election system and processes in a legitimate way. I don't care what party you're part of. People would be highly upset once they started to learn what was happening with their votes. If we don't have a vote, we don't have a fair election system in our country. We don't have a country. We don't have a constitutional republic. I mean, remember, in our Constitution, it talks about consent of the governed. Mm-hmm. And consent of the governed means that we consent for those who are going to, to those who are going to govern us. We choose them, but we choose them through elections. And so if we're not choosing people through elections, through fair elections anymore, then we don't have a constitutional republic. We're going to end up in a very tyrannical dictatorship. And maybe that's coming faster than we know, because in the history of nation states and the rise and fall of nation states, for the most part, nations that were democracies or republics over time, and even dictatorships, you know, when they started to collapse, mm-hmm. it moved at a relatively slow pace. And then at the end, it happened very rapidly. And I kind of feel like we're in sort of one of those time periods, one of those periods of history where we've been moving to this point, and now all of a sudden we all kind of feel, I think a lot of Americans feel like, man, this is just happening so fast. And it wasn't because Donald Trump won in 2016, and frankly won in 2020. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because he won in 2016. It wasn't because of Donald Trump. It's because of apathy on the voters, on those people like in my generation, our apathy for not paying attention and allowing our political class to live and breathe in Washington, D.C., this putrid air for 30 years, 40 yeah. years, in some cases 50 years in the name of Biden, right? I mean, we're talking decades of corruption in Washington, D.C., And that corruption then begins to filter down to the state level and to the county level. And when we allow money, particularly money, I mean, look at this FTX right. Debacle that's going on in Ukraine. I mean, this whole thing needs to be investigated.
Yes.
We gave taxpayer, U.S. taxpayer dollars to Ukraine to the tune of like, you know, $50 billion. It's probably more than that.
Oh, it probably is.
And then this FTX is over there. This FTX company's over there. They're doing all kinds of finagling, and they're getting paid back. It's almost like The money goes over there. Taxpayer money goes over there. And I think this is what part of what they'll find. And then there was some payment back to this company. And then this company gives it to who? Now, this is what needs to be investigated. Who or whom? Which nonprofits, which, you know, for profits, who got that money, you know, and then allowed it to get down into our election system, And it principally is on the Democratic side, although I'm hearing that some Republicans took money from this as well. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the frustration of Americans today, because when I speak to people, they know there's problems. Like you just mentioned FTX, where they're money laundering, the money going through Ukraine. People saw cheating. They saw videos of the ballot harvesters, the mules doing this. And I think what's happening right now, especially with this midterm election, the American people are becoming very frustrated with this system that we're in. And they're seeing the cheating. They're seeing there's problems, just like in Maricopa County. How can you certify an election? Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to KetoWithX22.com. That is KetoWithX22.com. If all the machines are broken down, they can't find ballots, they put them in box number 3, they're commingled with other ballots that said that they were counted, and they just delay and delay and delay, and people are becoming very, very frustrated with this, and I think people want answers. I think people want, you know, something done.
Well, they want accountability. They want, yes. They want people, they want the rule of law to yes. be put into effect. I mean, you know, I met with a person last 24 hours, and, you know, a good person, talking about, you know, the election, and we were talking about Arizona, and, you know, and the comment was made that, well, you know, it's so bad, it's too bad that Kerry Lake only lost by a few votes, she only lost by a small margin. I said, wait a second, Kerry Lake won by hundreds of thousands of votes, I guarantee it, if they actually look at it. I mean, you don't have some of the down ballot voting that occurred.
Right.
Kerry Lake won by a large margin. It's solely because of the horrific corruption that's in one particular county, but it's probably in Pima County out there as well. So it's not just but Maricopa is the, like I said, the poster child. So now the question really, what you're raising is, when is somebody going to be held accountable? Because the level of frustration by the American people is at an all time high. Mm-hmm. And you know, what we want to do is we want to solve our problems through the processes that we have, right? We want people to be held accountable. And so when somebody says, well, let's look here, you know, if Kerry Lake sues to look at something to decertify the election, maybe decertify the entire state, run another election, mm-hmm. decertify that Maricopa County, run another election. I mean, you know, there's no reason in the world that we should not be able to do that. That, you know, that the people of Arizona should not be able to do that. But the people of Arizona, you know, I can tell you, because we watched this over the last 2 years, and I've been saying this even before the end of Donald Trump's last term, that judges and courts do not want to make decisions about the outcome of elections. That's up to the people and the Constitution. And so judges are going to be reticent to make a decision one way or the other. They will rule on the law. They will rule on what is presented to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and what we've seen is, like, we've seen a lot of, well, there's, you don't have standing. And so the judges throw it out. So it's not about evidence. There's a ton of evidence. I mean, there's so much evidence. It's insane. But judges don't want to say you won, you lost. They don't want to do that. And it's actually constitutionally, it's not their role. Their role is to rule on law. And so they that's kind of where they want to be. So it's going to have to be the people, you know, if the Maricopa County, you know, Board of Supervisors, the Board of Elections, or whatever, I mean, there should be people that are at those meetings every night. I mean, they should be demanding, people of Arizona should be demanding a decertification of their state's election, honestly. And there's probably other states, but, you know, one of the things that I get tired of with politicians, particularly Republicans, we have people that just conceded, you know, on the night the election was done, even though they were very close, they were up in the polls prior to the election. We have had mail-in ballot discrepancies clearly in a whole bunch of places, New Hampshire, New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, prior to, during, and then after the election. But these guys and gals, they concede and they go, oh, you know, I lost. And you go and you say to yourself, how does that person, like in Pennsylvania as an example, how does that happen? You know, and you say to yourself, I don't understand it. And so something is not right. Something is not right. Definitely not right with our election system. The left in our country is a very, very small group, but they control all the levers of power. And I do want to talk about the G20 summit that they just ended here. And because I think that this is important and it ties to power and it ties to control of the United States of America. Because if you're going into office simply as a number, like a senator, if you're going to be a U.S. senator and the only thing that they really want you to be is a number, meaning you're a number for a vote. And you're not going to actually have anything to say because you don't really know what you're talking about. You don't even know what to say. You don't even know how to say anything. So if you're just going in there as a number, that's a shame on us and shame on us for allowing that to happen in a constitutional republic called the United States of America. If we allow the outcome of Georgia or of Arizona to occur without having a review, I mean, a detailed review, and I mean quickly, of Maricopa to either certify or decertify and then run another election. Elections have been run before. It's not unprecedented that you run another election. That's been done before. So, and frankly, elections have been overturned all the time. There was a lady who came in third, a Democrat who came in third in Georgia, got some attention. The Democrats didn't want to talk about it too much because it actually benefited them, but they didn't want to show the level of fraud in Georgia. And when she came in and she argued that she won, I think it was her primary, and they did the recount, they found out that, yeah, you're right. You actually won by thousands or more votes and you came in first, you know, and they basically gave her the outcome. They gave her the victory. I mean, there's so many examples of what it is that we're talking about. But at the end of the day, the United States of America holds an extraordinary amount of resources, okay? Principally energy, food, an abundance of food, and water. Most people don't know, even though we have problems with water, we say we have problems with water, the untapped resources and the natural resources that we have in the United States of America for fresh drinking water are extraordinary. And the Great Lakes being one of the largest sources of fresh water in the world, in addition to other capabilities we have. So those three commodities, food, energy, and water, are commodities, are resources that the United States has, as well as other minerals. And there are people on the planet, there are this globalist elite, this new world order, who wants access to those resources. And the principle, the best resource that we have are the people of this country. We still are the most innovative, but if we all of a sudden we fall under the control, you know, as Yuval Noah Harari, the principal advisor to the World Economic Forum, says, you know, we're gonna fall under the control by surveillance under the skin. Mm-hmm. Right? This is surveillance under the skin are his words, not mine. So this isn't, I want people to go and look up these things, this World Economic Forum. And why is a guy like Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum and been so since the very early 70s, why is he attending the G20 and conducting multilateral and bilateral meetings as though he's a nation state leader?
Exactly.
He's
yep.
meeting with these other China and the United States and Canada and other G20 leaders. Why is this guy who's running a think tank, you know, meeting with these people and acting as though he's a world leader? Well, part of it is because, you know, the new world order and there's some stuff floating around. Maybe you can show some of this stuff. But you know, where they say some are reporting, well, this talk about the new world order is a conspiracy theory. No, it's not.
No.
I mean, they're out there talking about it. These are their words. So the new world order with a guy like Klaus Schwab at the helm, with those other globalists like Soros, like Bill Gates, you know, and not the Bill, you know, the other Bill Gates, because there's the Bill Gates in Maricopa County that is now famous for corruption.
Yeah.
But so we now have this new world order with things like the World Health Organization,
mm-hmm.
who they want to impose, Dave, a vaccine card, right? They want to impose.
Well, they agreed upon this.
Yeah.
These leaders.
Oh, no. No, this is serious. This is serious stuff. So we the World Health Organization, the World Bank, World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations. So these are all these globalist type organizations. And it's as though Klaus Schwab is the leader of the world. And these are all the institutions of power, all these levers of power that they have control over. And they're all unelected people, you know, that they have control over. And now they're going to run the world. And we have a bunch of leftists, socialists in our country right now, particularly in the executive branch. And we have a significant infiltration of socialists into all aspects of our executive branch, and particularly even into the legislative branch, and sitting on various committees and as staffers and members. And so we have a group body leading this country. And that's why 2020 was so important to get rid of Trump, right? Get rid of Trump, because Trump was upsetting the apple cart. So get rid of him and we can start to move rapidly. Like I said, it comes on slowly. The decline of a world power, the decline of a nation state comes on slowly over time because people become apathetic and they turn away from their principles and values, and they start to, you know, live a different life. They live not sort of a biblical life. You know, they just don't. It's our nation was built on Judeo-Christian principles and values. We should be fearless about that, but we have lost sight of that. So then all of a sudden it moves rapidly. And it moves rapidly because of a couple of things. Takeover of key institutions of power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rule of law, right? That's the just us system, the police state, the intelligence state, the military industrial complex. Create diversions elsewhere on the planet. I mean, this madness that's going on over in Europe, in Eastern Europe right now with Russia. I mean, we have the president of the United States, you know, Biden, talking about mentioning nuclear.
Yeah,
it's hard
exactly.
to even say that word. I know that system very well. I mean, as the National Security Advisor and as the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, I was very, very familiar with our nuclear system. And as a National Security Advisor, along with the president at the time, Donald Trump, I was briefed on it.
Mm-hmm.
So to even mention it is dangerous. And we've got these people over there talking about tactical nukes. And this whole missile hit Poland reporting. You know, the one thing in combat that I know, and it's always true, is the first report is always wrong. First report is always wrong.
Which we found out.
And we found out it is, but they still have pundits, these pundits mm-hmm. from these defense tanks who have not helped us win a war since World War II. They still are out there talking about, well, we've, you know, Article 5 or, you know, the NATO charter, and we've got to go to war. And I mean, this is crazy talk. These people are insane because it's a distraction. So that's another part of taking over. It's get control of the top, get control of the levers of power in a government. Create these distractions, and then use the information spectrum, right? The the psychological activities and psychological operations through a controlled media and a controlled corporate world, although the corporate world moves slower than the media world, because the media world can get the talking points at 4 o'clock in the morning like they do, mm-hmm. and then they just begin to broadcast them out all day long, and they beat us over the head constantly, and you get some group of people that listen to that and they believe it,
yeah.
and they think, this is we're Russia's bad, NATO good, missiles hit Poland, oh my God, and so that people just believe that.
Yeah,
people believe that war. The people that know the end of war, the only people that know the end of war are dead, okay? Are dead.
Sure.
And to me, if you've been to war like I have been and seen the results of it like I have, we want nothing to do with going to war. What we want in our country is we want extraordinary, strong leadership to rise above this and have enough strength of conviction and enough will, willingness and willpower, and to be able to have demonstrated strength to be able to talk to our potential adversaries or anybody around the world to tell them, don't mess with us, right? Don't mess with the United States of America. Otherwise, you're going to feel the pain of what we can bring to bear. And we wouldn't have these problems in Russia. We wouldn't have these problems in Taiwan and out in the Pacific. We wouldn't have guys like a Klaus Schwab,
mm-hmm.
who's attending a G20 summit. I would love to see the notes of those meetings. This guy's acting like he's already in charge of the world. Why did he meet with Xi Jinping? Why did he meet with the Chinese leader? What deal are they cutting?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Because let me tell you something about communism. I'll take a minute to talk about communism. Okay. Communists in China and in Russia, and I'll use those two because other countries are similar. But China and Russia, they don't have a problem with the LGBT transgenderism. You're not going to have that in those countries. If you're found out that you're in that kind of a style, they'll kill you. They'll hang you. Okay, they are not going to allow for diversity. They're not going to allow for critical race theory. And if they're gonna give all their people vaccinations that they know are killing people, they're gonna do it to do exactly that, to move up the timeline for how many people might get killed by these damn things. So this vaccination card that they are now gonna impose globally, because the next thing that's coming, Dave, it's not just this vax card, it's this digital currency card,
yes.
and this carbon footprint, right? They talk about it like the carbon footprint, like carbon is like, oh, that's how much gas, you spew out of your car. No, your carbon footprint is everything that you do. And so there are steps that are coming, folks. And so how do we stop it? There are steps that are coming. Let me finish that. There are steps that are coming that are going to control our lives like we've never seen our lives controlled, particularly in a constitutional republic, in a country where we thrive on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There are going to be, dictatorial, initiatives coming out of this White House they're going to hinder our ability to be able to have the freedoms that we have. The only way to overcome that is people have got to get down into their control what they can in their own towns, in their own counties, and put demands. And these Republicans that we just put into the House, at least, mm-hmm. give us some breathing room to be able to say, hold up, hold the horses. Like, don't allow any more budgets to be passed. Go,
right.
go 2 years without a federal budget. Believe me, if Washington, D.C. shut down for a year, none of us would feel it. We wouldn't feel it.
We wouldn't.
We wouldn't feel it. I've been in government where we shut down for about a month. Nobody complained. And you know what the government did? They sent everybody in the federal government home for a month, for a couple of long weeks. And then eventually they ended up paying everybody back. They ended up paying them for the time that they were up. I have a better idea about government reform, and that's for another conversation that we can have on another day, Dave, because with Donald Trump running for president, which I am totally behind because he is the exact right type of leader that we need right now, because we need a leader with, you know, with just the guts, the mm-hmm. fortitude, and the persona of sort of in your face to face these kinds of people. But one of the priorities that he must make, and he talked a little bit about it in his speech of the night, is government reform. And I use the phrase severe government reform. And that's for another show someday.
You know, since he made his announcement that he's running, the attacks, the information attacks are coming, you know, hot and heavy right now because they're trying to stop him from running. And I continually say that we are in a war, not a physical war, but we're in a war. And I saw that you have a new book coming out called Citizen's Guide to the Fifth Generation of Warfare, which is very interesting, because when you look at the fifth generation of warfare, it's exactly what we're seeing: information, perception type of war. There are many different types of war, you know, the first generation, second generation. So you're coming out with this book. So you do believe that we're in a fifth generation type of warfare scenario right now.
Yeah, and I think that you know, we're in a place where, you know, so people understand there are five, there are clearly defined five generations of warfare, you know, from the, you know, the machine guns on the battlefield, the tanks, the horses, the spears, all the things, and now we're into this fifth generation of warfare where we feel like we're under attack, but there's not bullets flying.
Right.
And what's happening is the propagandizement of our culture, right? And this gets back to, it's not just the Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. It's actually a very simplistic way of trying to teach what I know, what I learned in the military, and my co-author Boone Cutler, who's a retired sergeant from the Army, who was a psychological operations sergeant and worked in places like the Middle East and elsewhere. But it's taking what we learned in the military about influencing a culture and influencing a society and putting it into layman's terms to teach our citizens. And frankly, it's the way we've designed it. It's really to teach citizens that love freedom all around the world. I mean, we are in the midst of fifth generation warfare. That's what we're in the midst of. So when it feels like, man, this is hard. Well, it's hard because that's what it is. It's defined as that. It's a psychological operation. It's a series of psychological actions. We are being targeted. So people that are being targeted, you feel like, man, it's hard for me to sort of discombobulate all of the things that I'm hearing and that I'm seeing, and there's so much noise here and mm-hmm. there's so much noise there. It's very difficult. So what we try to do is we try to synthesize all of that into some definitional things, into some very descriptive and proscriptive types of ideas that we learn from what we teach and what we apply around the world in psychological operations. We try to do it in a way that makes it understandable for you know, adults. And this gets back to our earlier conversation about the children's book. You know, this is the Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare is not for children. I mean, it may be maybe young adults, maybe you know, kids that are a little bit older, you know, late teens could read it. And I hope they do read it. I mean, I'd love it to be, you know, colleges aren't going to issue it. Liberal arts colleges aren't going to issue it, believe me. But you know, we have to teach using stories, and the story of the, you know, the Brave Books story that I have out, you know, which is teaching leadership to children, principally about leadership. But in there, it is to try to shape and influence how they need to think about themselves as children. This particular book, this publication, this guide, it's a guide, the Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. It is really about taking the combined experience and expertise of myself and Sergeant Cutler in a world of information operations, covert action, covert influence, psychological actions and specific psychological actions, and put them into an easy to read guide And one of the things, kind of like what we have in the children's book, the Brave book, we have at the end of each chapter, let's say, we have a little exam. We put, it's kind of like in our military manuals, you go through a chapter and then you're asked a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of set it up like a military manual. It's actually set up and it actually looks like a military style manual. It's a very small sort of pocket guide type a design. And it's really designed principally for the United States of America and for the people of the citizens of our country. But it's designed for the citizens of, you know, around the world that believe in freedom. You know, as we are watching down in Brazil right now, I mean, Brazil and the 3 to 4 million people that have been standing outside there, you know, in Brasilia there for the last 4 or 5 days or maybe longer, that are teaching the world that, hey, we're not going to give up on our freedoms. Because if I use Brazil as an example, because they're one of the flags that we have on the cover of this guide. Hmm. You know, Brazil is one of these places where if they ended up with this Lula character,
right?
Then everybody, these guys will start arresting people, and it'll turn back into a communist country in a second. Communism is not a nice place to be. Ask any first generation, American citizen who left China, who just had to get the heck out of Dodge as quick as they could, under darkness. And anybody that left Eastern Europe prior to communism or that has left Russia to come over to the United States to become an American citizen, ask any first generation American that question. What is it, you know, what do you feel right now? I talk to first generation people all the time. And I always ask them, what do you feel? And they say to me, I feel like what happened in Russia, or I feel like what happened in East Germany or Poland or Romania or some of these other former Ukraine, some of these former Soviet bloc countries, or China, those Chinese that left China and were able to get over here, or left places like Vietnam or Cambodia or Thailand and to come over here to become a U.S. citizen, they can feel the same creeping effect. And once a country buys into socialism and communism, then freedom is toast. And I don't want us to be there. I want us to learn. And you learn by listening to your great show, Dave, X22 Report, and by reading great books. And I've got a couple of them. And one of them is, this great book that we have with bravebooks.com. And I want people to, to get the snow monster attacked and subscribe. And I also want people to take a hard look at what we're also doing with this Citizen's Guide. It's for two different audiences and purposely designed that way.
Yeah. Hey, General Flynn, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, what's the direct link to get your books?
Yeah, they can go to generalflynn.com. Mm-hmm. And on generalflynn.com, we have those listed, and people can subscribe or purchase. Particularly the bravebooks.com, that the children's story is a great story. And subscribe to the monthly book club, and you're going to have a whole bunch of great stories for your children and your grandchildren. Particularly, I'm a grandfather, mm-hmm. and so I want grandparents to get more involved in the lives of our children and our grandchildren. There's no more excuses for people to reach. Like when somebody says I'm retired, you're only going to be retired the way you are for a very short period of time, because once this country is taken over by a bunch of communists, then we're not going to, then you're going to go, what happened? You know, so we've got to get involved. And my generation, Dave, has to get more involved with children. And that's what I want people to do is to read and get involved with their grandchildren as much as they can. I'll be doing that this weekend. I'll be taking care of one of my grandsons and I'll be reading to him.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. General Flynn, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
All right, Dave. Anytime. God bless.
God bless. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results.